With all the rain last week and the tornadoes throughout the country, I was reminded of another stormy Easter season that I had read about back in 1913. Easter fell on March 23rd that year. I remember the story because my birthday is March 23rd, not 1913, but March 23rd. Because the four-day rain that week was so intense and so widespread, even the smallest of Indiana's rivers and creeks overflowed their banks and modest rivers, normally only a few tens or hundreds of feet wide, spread out to more than a mile, flooding cities all along their courses. Indiana's major rivers became fearful torrents. Along the Wabash River, the cities of Bluffton and Wabash, Logansport, Lafayette, Terre Haute, and Vincennes were more than half inundated and bridges were swept away. Tragedy was especially poignant in Peru, the winter headquarters for several major circuses. Hundreds of animals trapped in their cages perished in the rising flood water, including several elephants. Within hours, most homes in Peru were flooded within 2 feet of their roofs. More than 5,000 people were instantly homeless. All throughout Indiana, people hurriedly packed possessions into wagons and carried pianos and larger furniture to the second floor of their homes. That Easter Sunday, about 9:45, in Terre Haute, through rumbling thunder and flashing lightning from unseasonably early thunderstorms, there came a roar out of the southwest, they said, like a speeding train. And in less than 2 minutes, houses were smashed, crushing people in their beds. Factory buildings literally exploded. 21 people were killed, 250 were injured. Thousands immediately became hopeless, just in Terre Haute. At that time, it was the deadliest twister ever to have struck Indiana, and the Easter flood of 1913 was not only Indiana's worst flood, but the devastation spread across lowland regions of a dozen states, from Missouri to Pennsylvania and down into Tennessee. Many of us can recall the damage of the 1965 Palm Sunday tornado that hit the Kankakee Valley, and that of the 1954 flooding here, and the 2005 January floods around the state. But experts have said that the 1913 Easter Sunday floods and tornadoes compare to the more recent Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans in the extent of damage. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnarl.